Okay, we're up to Mem Gimel on the base at top. Arava Shiva Keter. How's the mitzvah Arava all 7 days in the base Hamikdash? Arava Bishvi Maitam Adach Yeshabbos. Why outside the base Hamikdash was Arava Docha Shabbos, or inside the base Hamikdash too, only on the seventh day? Just like Lulav is Docha only on the first day, why is this Docha only on the seventh day? Reb Yochanan, Kedei Lefarsimo, Shi Min HaTorah, in order to let people know that it's a mitzvah Min HaTorah to do. Where it says, Yehochi Lulav Nami Lidche, right? Kedei Lefarsimo, Shi Min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, that's the case of Zman HaZeh, we should do Lulav also, if it falls on Shabbos, even one of the other days. Because there's no Pirsum if it falls the first day, because that's Min HaTorah. Right, so the Pearson would be that if you do it one of the other days. No, that's not the idea. The what's it called? The Pearson would be that if you did it the first day, also should be Doche. Where it says, Lulav Gzeira Mishum Derabba. No, Lulav, they made Gzeira because of Shema Yavirenu. Where it says, Hachi Arava Nomi Nigzart. Right, let's make a Gzeira on Arava too. Right, where it says, Arava Shluche Bezdin in my Sila. Lulav the Chomos. Arava, we'll see 1 second how Rashi and Tosfos learn. Shluchei Beisdin bring the Aravos, and therefore we're not afraid that somebody's going to come and carry it. But Lulav everybody brings. And the Meila, what's it called? We're afraid that somebody's going to end up carrying the Lulav on Shabbos. Where it says, Yehochi kol yuma nami lidche, by Arava, since Shluchei Beisdin are involved, and there's no reason to be gozer, why don't we use the Arava whenever the Shabbos falls? Not only on the seventh day. Where it says, also lichvukvugi belulav. Because then it'll make lulav look bad. Because lulav is not docha Shabbos. And arava is docha Shabbos. Right? All the time. All 7 days. And lulav is not docha except the first day. So people in the fakbik, maybe lulav is not such an important mitzvah. So where it says, v'litche biyonte frisho. Let it be docha on the first day. Why dafka the seventh day? Where it says Lamucha Milsa, Amri Lulav Hu Dekadochi, right? Because then it's not Mucha. People will say, since Lulav is Docha the first day, so Arava is just a Nachschlepper. So the Melech said you could do Arava too, but it won't make the case that Arava is something special. So Dafka on the seventh day, that's when it's Docha, when Lulav is not Docha. So it said Velidche Bechad Mehanoch. So then why Dafka the seventh day? Let it be Docha one of the other days, just not the first day. Right, the third day fell on Shabbos should be docha. Why dafka the seventh day? So it says, "Kiven the komafkes lemirishal nokmashvi." Since it's not the first day, so they made it to the seventh day. There's nothing special about any of the days except the first and the last. So if it's not the first, the last. So it says, "Yehochi ha'idna nami lidche." Right, that's the case. Let it be docha even today. Why dafka in the time of the mikdash was a docha? Let arava be docha today also. Right, we take Arava Zecher LeMikdash, right? Let it be Docha today too. Where it says Anan Lo Yadina B'Kviya Diyarcha Inu Diyar. Oh, that's right. We don't know Kviya has Suffik Steka Diyoma. We're not sure when Yontif is, so therefore it's not Docha Shabbos Mi Suffik. Smur says Inu Diyade B'Kviya Diyarcha Lidchi. In Eretz Yisrael, where they do only have one day, and they know the Kviyas, so let it be Docha there. So ki also barhead yomar lo ikla. So barhead you said never falls out anyway. Never falls out. We made the calendar in such a way that Hoshana Rabbah can never come out on Shabbos. Ki also Ravin v'chol nechusei amrei ikla v'lo dochi. And however others came, Ravin came and all the people came down from Eretz Israel and they said it does fall out. This is before they had the fixed calendar. This was after the Chorban while they still were Mekadosh al Piaria. They're Mekadosh al Piaria all the way till the time of the Amoroyim. So it could come out. They don't necessarily are madche it completely. Bezman hazeh, the way the calendar was set up, Hoshana Rabbah can never come out on Shabbos. But what's it called? In that time, it could come out. And you wouldn't make the calculations dafka to make it not come out. And it's not Docha Shabbos. The Elakash, even in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Elakasha. Omar Rav Yosef, man leimolon darava benetila, dilma bizkifa. Right? Maybe the whole halach of arava was not that they either carried around or shook it. We'll see what netila means. Maybe it was only b'skifa. Skifa means they just put it on the mizbeach. And therefore there's no zecher b'zman hazeh for carrying it around the chlau. And therefore it's not docha Shabbos because the zecher is not mamish what they did. They were zokit on the mizbeach. Today there's no mizbeach. See Rashi too here. My time at docha. V'lo gozer bo ki hecha di gozer b'lilav. Why is our rov a docha Shabbos? And they weren't gozer like by lulav. It's not docha Shabbos. To hachanami lesa min haTorah bigvulim kishar yemei hachag legabe lulav. Bizman hazeh, we take our rova outside the Beis HaMikdash. It's only the Rabbanan zecher leMikdash, just like lulav the other days. Va'amaylo gozer bo beMikdash. Why weren't they gozer? What's it called in the Mikdash also? That the other day, since it doesn't apply outside the Beis HaMikdash, only in the Beis HaMikdash, the other day should not be Docha Shabbos. Mercies Lafaris Moshe min haTorah. No, the reason they left our Rav is that people should know it's from the Torah. V'she'enam b'fureshes min haTorah behedya. It's not b'furish in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the mitzvah of our Rav. Either we learn it from a pasuk, arvei nochal, which is not also b'furish, right? Or it's a halach l'moshe misinai. Shebok shofku lo rav chol mitche Shabbos chad yuma. So they left it one day to be docha Shabbos, if the seventh day fell on Shabbos, in order that people should know it's min haTorah. Kedei lefars moshe min haTorah. So Mar says lulav nami nidchu b'shar yomim b'mikdash. Let lulav be docha the other days in the mikdash too, not only the first day, but in the mikdash it's also min haTorah all 7 days, and it's not mafurish in the Torah either. Kedei lefars moshe min haTorah kol shiva. The halom lefars shebehedya doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to take lulav b'feirish 7 days in the mikdash. What does it say? V'samachta lefnei Hashem Elokecha shivas yomim. It doesn't say unotalta shivas yomim. So maybe the samachta is with other things, right? The chachamim learned that lekachtim lochem and usmachtim lefnei is going back on the lekachtim, but it's not mefeirish in the Torah. Tikal mitoy v'leim neimar dehai v'smachta lefnei Hashem shivas yomim lav simchas lulav kamer. It's not be happy. It doesn't mean with the lulav. So why don't you have to mefarsim it? So Mar says, no, lulav, everybody takes. So therefore, they didn't want to be matarit, what's it called, in the mikdash all 7 days. And the fact that you take it the first day, we do it, we are matarit one day, first day. The Mar says, what the Mar is saying is like this, that's not a pirsum that's min haTorah in the mikdash the other days, because the first day it's min haTorah everywhere. So maybe it's docha, not because of the mitzvah of the mikdash, because of the mitzvah stam, lekachtem lechem b'yom harishon. So why didn't they let one of the other days also be docha Shabbos? So that would be Mefar saying that the other 6 days in the Mikdash is also min haTorah. The first day doesn't teach that. Only another day would teach that. Okay, that's the question. Shmura says, no, lulav everybody takes. So therefore, we're afraid that somebody's going to carry it. So they weren't matur it to be Mefar saying that it's min haTorah in the Mikdash the other days. But Arava Shluchei Beisdin, Neisila, May Erev Shabbos. The Shluchei Beis bring them from Erev Shabbos. Ulemachros ain't a mitzvah lechol adam. This is the Iker. And the next day, it's not a mitzvah on everybody. Ela Kohanim hamakifim bo'as ha-mizbeach. Only the Kohanim were allowed to go around the Mizbeach. Because in order to go around the Mizbeach, you had to go bein ha'olam le-mizbeach. Right? You had to go around that corner also. And non-Kohanim were not allowed bein ha'olam le-mizbeach. So how in the world could they be makif the mizbeach if you're Israel? So therefore, only Kohanim can do it. Therefore, Kohanim is the reason. Tosfos says the same thing. The ikar over here is not that the Shluchei Beis Din brought it, because then they can make a gzera. Let Shluchei Beis Din bring the lulav. But the ikar is that what's it called? It's Kohanim only. Others learn, no. It's not only Kohanim who went around the mizbeach. They, what's it called? Yidden went there. The Kohanim made the circle, and the Yidden used the, what's it called, Renotel the Arava. They, what's it called, regular Israeli. They shook it, or whatever. So it was l'kol. But since the Shluchei Beis Din were there, and they were overseeing it, it was, what's it called, they weren't afraid they were Mechal Shabbos. Okay. Ihochi deleka lemigzer b'midi, v'hu kol shiva v'mikdash min haTorah. If that's the case, there's no reason to be gozer by Arava, because Shluchei Beis Din, or because it's Kohanim that are involved, then why didn't they let it be Docha any day that Shabbos fell? Any day of the seven. called Yom Anomi, the Mikli B'Shabbos Nidchei. Maishna Chad Yom Avesula. Why only did they let it be Docha one day? There's no reason to Asr it, then be Matar it. Osilit Fugei Lulav. No, because if you have a Rava, any day that falls on Shabbos, you're Docha. And only the first day that falls on Shabbos are you Docha by Lulav. So what do people say? They'll come to say Lulav's not such a big mitzvah like a Rava. Mishum de lo dochi belulav ela bechad yoma. V'had dochi kol yoma, osi lemeimer lulav lav mitzvah chashuvahi. They'll come to say lulav's not such an important mitzvah because arava is much more important. Because arava is docha no matter when Shabbos falls, and lulav only the first day. Gemara says, v'litchi arava b'yontif rishon ke lulav. So then make it like lulav. The first day should be the day that, what's it called, that it's docha. Why the seventh day? Where it says Lab Mucha Milsa. No, because he did the first day, people would say it's not because our Rav is special and it's Minat Torah, because since you're taking a Lulav, so take the Arava too. The Mishum Arava who the Mefarsim Shi Minat Torah, the Amre Mishum the Nitna Litchos Eitz Lulav, Nitche Saf Eitz Arava, the Iker Mishum Lulavu. Then people wouldn't know from that our Rav is Minat Torah. Maybe it's only the Rabbanon, and since Lulav is Doraisa and Lulav is Docha, so they let Arava also be Docha. Therefore, a Rava has a day by itself when Lulav is not Docha to show me that the Rava is also in our Torah. So the Gemara says, so then why Dafka the seventh day? Any other day would have been good. Any day that Lulav is not Docha and you're only taking the Rava would have been good. Why Dafka the seventh day? The Chad Mehanech Decha Mishara Yomim. The Gemara says, Ok Mashvi, Yom Mesuyim. Because the first day and the last day are special. Right? First and last, those are specific days. O Rishon O Achron. Beginning or end. Those are Dvarim Mesuyamim. Any day in the middle is an arbitrary day. Where it says, Ho Idna Nami, La'achar Churban. If that's the case, then why don't we do Zecher Li'arava also on Shabbos? Davdin and Arava Chadyuma. We do one day Arava. In other words, we take the Arava on Hoshana Rabba. Why don't we do it on Shabbos too? Kid Amrin Lekamon, Minig Nevi'im Hibigvulin, Kivin Deleka Lamechash Midi, Lidchi Bishvi, Vietlua, let's take the Arava on Hoshana Rabbah, and just like Zecher LeMikdash, there the Shluchei Beis Din were the ones who supervised, let Shluchei Beis Din supervise it here. Well, make it Zecher LeMikdash. And since Shluchei Beis Din will be supervising, right, we won't have to worry about Chilul Shabbos. Shara the Gozra LeBishvi. Why would they make a gzera after the churban? And the pearson will be not that it's minat Torah, that in the time of the mikdash, Arava was minat Torah. Where it says lo yadina mikviya the yarcha, the shema ein shvi shalom or shvi. Maybe it's not really yomtiv. Maybe it's only the sixth day, and the next day is the seventh day, right? And you can't do it that it'll be docha both days because each day is a suffix. Gemara says, "Lo ikla, hey ma abrimis elul o echad min achadoshim kisheroim sheyer shvi b'shabbos." So they said, "Okay, the reason is because it never comes out like that." Enochanami, if Hoshana Rabbah could fall on Shabbos, then what's it called? Uvidocha. But it never falls on Shabbos, even in the time when they still were mekadosh al pi ariyah, they always made a dichoy to make sure it wouldn't fall on Shabbos. Chonechu say kol asiyas yordum yeritzol lebavel. So Gemara says, "Not true." All the people who came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel reported that Hoshana Rabbah could fall on Shabbos, and it's not Docha Shabbos. That in the time when they still were Mekadosh al-Pi Ariyah, Hoshana Rabbah could fall on Shabbos. The Sha'olim be Bavel Yisrael v'chaz, or people who came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and returned. All of those people who were in Eretz Yisrael report that the Metzias is not like that. Then in Eretz Yisrael, Hoshana Rabbah could fall on Shabbos, and it's not Docha. Okay. Zemar says, "Man leimalon da arava b'mikdash b'netila." Zemar says, "Who said in the mikdash there used to be notel the arava? The lidchi hashta arava isur midrabbanan zecher lemikdash and nitchi shabbos." So today, when we are notel arava, right, that we're doing zecher lemikdash, and we want people to know that in the mikdash this was also minat Torah, right? That makes sense. But dilma b'zakifa, maybe in the time of the mikdash, the Arava was not Benetila. It was Biskifa. Lo hayu notlim osa biyad. They didn't take it in their hands. El zokfin osam betzidi hamizbeach lechud. They set it up on the side of the Mizbeach, Kidisnam Masnisan. The Hashtalek Mizbeach Echen is Niskafa. So today, Bechlal, it's not a really a Zecher LeMikdash. Stam, what's it called? It's not really, we're not doing what they did in the Mikdash. And therefore, there's no intim of Farsim. This is what they did in the Mikdash was Minat Torah. They didn't do Bechlal. We're just doing some weak Zecher, which is not mamish what they did. So we don't have to mafarsim that this, when the mikdash was minat Torah, wasn't minat Torah the way we're doing it now. They had to do it on a mizbeach. There is no mizbeach. We're just doing a zecher, a weak zecher. So that surely is not docha Shabbos. But if you're doing the same thing they did, and it's docha Shabbos, then people will know what they did in the mikdash was minat Torah.
It should be only the Kohanim Megora.
What's it called? Even if it's Netilah. Yeah, so that could be that since here, could be. But it could be that once they were, since it was Benetila, the only reason Kohanim had to go is because of the Mitzias of the Beis HaMikdash, not because of the Mitzvah Rava. In other words, regular Jews could go around too, except they can't go around because they're not allowed to be there. But if they could be there, then even regular Jews would go around. Maybe it's exactly what was in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Okay, let's go on. So now we don't know. Maybe Lulav, Arava is only Bizakifa, and that's the reason why Bizmanazeh Bechlal, it's not really 100% what they did in the Mikdash. So Eishli Abaya, Lulav the Arava Shisha Veshiva. My love Kelulav, Ma Lulav and Atilav Arava. Until since it compares Lulav and Arava, maybe it's across the board. Just like Lulav, you're Notel the Lulav, so too with Arava, you're Notel the Arava. Mara says, me the iri. Who says? Hokadisa, Hokadisa. Lulav your notal, and the arava is the kifa. Right? So Mara says, Eish the abaya. Another question. Bechol yom makithim nes mizbeah pamachas, v'osu yom sheva pamim. Every day they went around the mizbeah one time, and on the seventh day, seven times. My lab arava. Isn't this going around with the arava? And that's in the tilas so arava. So Mara says, lo, balulav. They used to go around the Mizbeach with the Lulav one time and seven times, just like we do. But now with the Arava. The Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rava Baravua Barava. Rav Nachman said that what's it called, that went around with the Arava. Omer Lehu Omer Lecha Barava, Vano Amina Balulav. Fine. He holds like Arava. I hold the Lulav. Right? So Mela, there's no Raya from here that they were notel the Arava. Rashi also yom b'shvim miritoni pamachas v'sheva pamin shmami no hakofa beregel sovim mazbeachu uvamem akifin la barava. Masha, they went around. They didn't just put it on the mizbeach, put it near the mizbeach. They went around the mizbeach. They were notally. Where it says lo belulav makifin, they went around with the lulav. La acher shezog for arava sov mizbeach. After they supported the arava on the mizbeach, nor next to the mizbeach, then they went around with the lulav. Okay. Itmar, Rabbi Lazar Omer Belulav. So now we have a few memories. Rabbi Lazar says that Taka they went around with the lulav. Rav Shmuel Bar Nosson Omer Rabbi Chanina Barava. No, they went around the mizbeach with the arava. Again, it's machlokas whether it's biskifa or benetiva. V'chein Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rava Baravua Barava. Omer Le Rava Le Rabbi Yitzchak Berei the Rava Bar Barchana. Bar Uriya, Tova Emeloch Milsum Alyus of the Haviom Ravuch. Let me tell you something your father said. Hodisnan Kolayoma Kipnes Rea Pamachas, Vosayoma Kipnes Rea Sheva Pami. That's what your mission says. That all the days they went around once. And on the seventh day, seven times, right? Hochiom Ravuch. Your father said, Mishmed Rabbalazar Belulav, that they went around with the Lulav, not with the Arava. Eishrei, Lulav doches haShabbos b'tchiloso. Lulav is doches Shabbos if the first day falls on Shabbos. V'arava b'sofo. And Arava is doches Shabbos if the seventh day falls on Shabbos. Pam achas chol shvi shel Arava lios b'Shabbos. One time, Hoshana Rava fell on Shabbos. They viu merobios shel Arava me'erev Shabbos. And they brought stalks of branches of what's it called Arava from Erev Shabbos. The Nichum Bazara, and they put them in the Azara so they couldn't carry them on Shabbos, so they'd have them to use in the Mikdash on Hoshana Rabbah. The Kirubim Baitusim, and the Baitusim, the Tzedukim, found these Aravas, right, in the Azara, and they didn't believe in Hoshana Rabbah, so they wanted to prevent them using them. The Notlum, the Kovshum Tachas Avonim. They couldn't take them out of the Azara because they would have been detected, I guess. They would have to go through those metal detectors, so they would have found them out. So they put them under stones. Rashi says that it should be mukts and they shouldn't get them. And others say it's just to hide them, not else mukts. The Mochri Kiru Ben Amei Ha'aretz. Next day, the Amei Ha'aretz, who didn't know so much about mukta, found them and took the stones off and brought them out. And I think the Orach Lener says, no, it wasn't an idea that they hid them. The Amei Ha'aretz found them. They knew you weren't allowed to move the rocks. They took the Aravas out from under the rocks and moved the rocks. That's Tilkul Minatzad, which is Mutter. The Shom Tum Mitachas Avonim, they took them out from under the rocks. The Vium HaKohanim, the Zokvum, it's in his way, and they brought them. And the Kohanim, leaned them on the Mizbeach. The Fisha'in Baitusim Modim Shechibut Arava Dochas HaShabbos. Because the Baitusim didn't believe in the mitzvah of Arava. Halach Moshim Sinai. Alma benetilahi, right? What does that mean? Why? Because it says two things here. It says the hevium hakohanim, the kifum, the zokfum b'sinus beach. Once was the chavtu. Shechibu tarava dochas hashabbos. It says the kifas arava. Masha, there were two things that were done. One was chibut. And chibut, Rashi learns, means they were menaneh, they notalit, and they walked around with it. And then the Kohanim, after they walked around, left it and supported it, leaned it against the Mizbeah. See Rashi. B'tchiloso b'yantifrishon, v'arova b'sofa b'shvi, murabios netios, branches. Hikiru ben baitusim, hirgishu talmidei baitus v'hein tzedukim, v'ein amodim b'arova, she'ein amafureshes min ha'torah. They didn't believe in the arova. V'kovshum tomum, they hid them. Why do you get involved in the things that the Torah hid? Secrets of the Torah, Maseches Brachos. The Yesh Meforeshim Kamo Yichbo Shavonoseinu Yichasa, cover them over. Either can mean they hid them or they covered them over. Kishisa Kol Chatosim Sela Tachasu Avonim V'Yodim Heim B'Chachomim Shlo Yitalku L'Machra Avonim. Rashi said the purpose was they knew the next day the Chachomim would not move the rocks as a muksa. And others say, like I told you, that the purpose wasn't to make them muktzah, because the Baitusim didn't believe in muktzah either. But they, what's it called, they wanted to hide them. They didn't think they'd find them. Amei Ha'aretz, Shaloyu Bekim B'Yisrael Tilkul. The Amei Ha'aretz, who didn't know that you're not allowed to move the rocks, they moved the rocks and took them out. And according to the others, they found them. They didn't know they were allowed to move the rocks. They didn't move the rocks. They pulled the Aravas out, and the rocks moved by themselves, which is mutter. What? Yeah, okay. But that wasn't the main thing on their mind. The Heim Hoise Yodamim Aprushim. And these Amei Ha'aretz were on the Prushim side. The Ivium Akohanim Vizokfum, Aval Yisrael Lohaya Nichnas Bein Ha'ulam Mizbeach. But a regular Israel couldn't go between the Ulam Mizbeach, Mediktoni Chibut Arova, Mechlaud Biyad, Notlin also, Umenanin, Umakifim Bo Akohanim Mizbeach, Baragleya. Everybody took them, shook them, right, and there's machlokas what chibut is. Later on we'll get it, but might as well mention it now. There's three shitas. One shita is chibut means to shake it, but not necessarily to wave it like a lulav to all the directions. Second shita is to shake it and to wave it like a lulav mamash. And the third shita is the Rambam, to bang it on the ground. So that's why l'chatchila we do all. We shake it and bring it to all the directions like a lulav and bang it on the ground. The Acher Kach Zokvin also. So you see that you did do a benetila, because it said chibut and zekifa, two separate things. Where it says, okay, we can get it again. So that's the case, then we're back to where we were. Since the mitzvah of Arava was also netila in the Mikdash, so what we do today is Zecher LeMikdash. We take it, it's not only by the Mizbeach, it was netila. So we also do mamish what they did in the Mikdash. And therefore, we should be mafarsim it, that it should be docha Shabbos, to know that what they did in the Mikdash was min haTorah. Alba menetilohi tiyufta. And it comes to kasha on what we said before, that it's only bezekifa. You see, it's also at least also benetila. The ela nidchu, right? So if that's the case, and let it be docha Shabbos. Given the anan lo dachinan inu nami lo dachu. So let it be nidche in Eretz Yisrael. The question is only in Eretz Yisrael. Because we don't do it, in Bavel they didn't do it because Sveika the Yom. But in Eretz Yisrael where they knew Kfir the Yarcha should be Docha. So Moshe says, no. Since in Bavel they don't do it in Eretz Yisrael either. Why? Because of what's it called? Because it'll look like two Torahs. So we make it one across the board the same. Where it says, "Bahayante farishon deledidon lo dachi uledidu dachi," right? Bahayante farishon, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash, it was doche, but not bigvulin, right? So why, right? Because in the Mikdash it was 7 days, so even the first day was doche Shabbos. Bigvulin, where it was only one day, it wasn't doche Shabbos outside the Beis Hamikdash, right? Well, Rashi says, "Vel lidchi kiven the metila havi." Yesh lo laso zecher lemikdash velitchi shvidi la Shabbos. He says no. Kivan da anan begola lo dachinan mishum de lo kimlon bekriya di yarcha. So the didu they also don't in Eretz Yisrael. They also don't anat oche. The didu nami lo dachi shelo laso shisrael agudas agudas. Shouldn't look like two different Torahs. The nirik shtei Torahs. The lidan lo dachi lulav Shabbos. Right. So what's it called? So the Gemara says if that's the case. Right? So Yom Tov Rishon, then we said in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in Eretz Yisrael it was Docha, and in Chutz Lahore it's not. So we do make two Torahs. So why, by Lulav, by Arava, we said now nobody's Docha, because in Bavel they're not Docha. So then why by Lulav do make a difference? We swore, we said, that Kan Bizman Beis HaMikdash, Shan Shalom Bizman Beis HaMikdash. And in Eretz Yisrael it was Docha, Yom Tov Rishon, the Lulav. Even though in Bavel it wasn't, because they weren't Bekiyim and Bekvi of the Yarchet. So where it says, Baha Yom Tov Rishon, Dilididon lo dochi, in Bavel they weren't Docha, Vilididu dochi. But in Eretz Yisrael they were Docha. So we just said, now you don't make a difference. If they do it in, don't do it in Bavel, they don't do it in Eretz Yisrael either. And by Lulav it's not like that. So where it says, Amre, Lididu nami lo dochi, Enechinami, we have Charata, that in Eretz Yisrael also they didn't take Lulav after Churban Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right? And what's it called? We'll see, the Gemara is going to show, so what do we do with the two Mishnayos we had? One said the Beis HaMikdash, one says the Beis HaKnesses, and the Gemara said one's Bizman HaMikdash, one not. The Gemara says another Teretz that's both talking about the Beis HaMikdash. These are the people who were in the Beis HaMikdash, these are the people who were outside the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, tomorrow we'll discuss why Bizman HaZeh, Lulav is not Docha Shabbos Bechlau, and Shofar, the Beis Din is Docha Shabbos, even Shalom Bizman Beis HaMikdash. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right, Lulav was Docha the first day everywhere, right, and Shofar was only Docha in the Beis HaMikdash. So why Shofar before Churban HaBayis was worse than Lulav, and after Churban HaBayis is better than Lulav? What's the difference? Tosa speaks about it, other Rishonim also.